One of the contrasts between the biblical trajectory when it comes to age and the contemporary trajectory when it comes to age is they really are the opposite. Part of the biblical message, it seems to me, is one gets older and experiences more of God's work in their lives and experiences more of life. But one of the byproducts that's not guaranteed but certainly happens to many people is they become wise. And so old age is often associated with wisdom in the biblical literature. But in contemporary culture, once one hits a certain age, in many cultures it's 65, and in some other cultures it's much younger than that, you become obsolete, or you're downsized, or other fancy words we have to render you ineffective anymore. One of the great privileges at Regent College that we have as faculty and staff as students, that in the providence of God and through the wise decision of boards in previous generations, it was decided at Regent College many years ago that people would not be put out to pasture when they hit 50 or 60 or 65, but that they could still frolic in the current pasture and not be put in another one. And we are the recipients of that because if you're a student at Regent College, I think my math is accurate. You can take courses from people in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And all being well, possibly one day people in their 90s. That is a great, great opportunity for a place, an institution like Regent College. Most institutions do not believe that that is in fact part of God's economy. And so one of the great privileges we have here is to be exposed to and be close to and be friends with and colleagues with people who are much older than ourselves. 1926 is a long time ago. But 1926 was the year in which Jim Packer was born, and he still continues to serve with us. Those of you who left your math days long ago will not have done the math and figured out that this must mean that this dear gentleman turned 80 this year, particularly on July the 22nd. I had my own mini celebration with Jim on that day, but none of you were around, so we didn't even have a chance to sing to him. So before I say more, we're going to sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jim. Happy birthday.